You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In today's episode, I share with you the five big things I work on with clients scaling to seven figures. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with just $800 in her bank account, and 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goalcast, and Cosmopolitan, and is a contributing writer for Entrepreneur. Using her signature intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently living in Scotland with her two doodles, Bonnie and Clyde, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, we are looking at the five big things I work on with clients scaling to seven figures. Now, the reason why I'm recording this episode is I'm currently enrolling new clients for my Millionaire Mastermind, and all of these clients want to scale their businesses from six figures to seven figures. So some of them might come in around the $150,000 mark or $300,000 mark or $400,000 mark. Typically, it's in that range. If I have a client coming in at, let's say, $700,000 a year, I might push them into a different program, maybe private coaching, let's say, in my legacy program. But if you're kind of coming in that low six figures mark, there are specific things that we work on to get you to seven figures. And whenever I take on a new client, I review their website, I look at their social media, I look at their offers. And what I have found over the years, what I realized a few years ago, actually, is that there was always a very similar step-by-step process of very specific things that I would look at with each client. And so eventually I just, you know, systemized that. And now it's something that I work on with all of my new clients. So there are really five big things on specifically that we're looking at whenever a new client comes in. So the first one is we are reviewing and refining their offer suite. Now, typically the way that someone will get from zero to six figures is they will have some sort of high ticket offer that they'll launch. Now, this could be private coaching. It could be some sort of done for you service, which is very common. You know, someone gets capped out with one-on-one clients and then they've got plenty of clients, but very little time, and they need to figure out how to scale and how to shift that. You know, maybe they launched an additional program. Maybe they got there by patching together a bunch of different things and it's a bit chaotic. But really what's going to get you to seven figures is doing a deep dive into that offer suite and really understanding which programs make the biggest difference to your bottom line and how can we double down on that. To give you a more specific example, I have a client inside of my Millionaire Mastermind. I've been working with her for about 5 months now. And when she came in to work with me, what I had her do was a kind of audit of the last year of revenue that she had. So she had maybe 15, 18 different offers that she had sold. And I was like, okay, let's understand how much money are we actually making from each of these offers. And one of her offers equated to about 0.42% of her revenue, which is wild. So for every $200 that she makes, $1 came from this one offer. The thing is, if you're splitting your attention between 15, 18, 20 offers, even if it's just say eight offers, that is a lot of attention splitting and it makes it really challenging to scale. So really we want to be figuring out how can I go deep, not wide. And that's why one of the first things we do is looking at that offer suite. So what I want to help a client do if they're coming in at six figures, wanting to get to seven figures, is I want to help them identify one to two signature offers that we could ultimately take evergreen and find a way to sell really, really well and use that to create a base of monthly recurring revenue. As an example, I have a client that I've been working with for several years now, and she makes multiple six figures every single month in her business. She has a seven-figure business, and she has two core offers, and they both sell evergreen. They were originally live launch offers, meaning that they would open cart and close cart at given times of the year. Now they're constantly available for sale. And what that means is that she has a very predictable income because she knows that she's selling these offers all the time. She doesn't need to ask herself, how should I launch this? When should I launch this? It sells all the time. One of them more so sells via a funnel, and the other one more so sells with her lightly promoting it on social media. And that works really well because she doesn't need to be thinking about, do I create something new? If there is an area where she's maybe feeling inspired and she wants to try something new, we're more so going to play with that in our marketing, but we're not so much going to play with that in our products. And the other reason why this works really well is it allows you to create a lot of brand awareness around the offers because they're available and they're for sale all of the time. Now, this is not going to be true for every client. Every single client is different, and that's why coaching matters, because a good coach will be able to help you tailor and personalize time-tested business strategies and figure out how to implement them for you. So one thing I would go ahead and say, as you're thinking about maybe how do I want to take my business to the next level? Do I want to hire a business coach? It's very important that you do not hire a coach because you want to copy their business model, but because you like the way that they coach, that they lead, that they answer questions, and you feel like you would have a good relationship with them and, you know, trust, which obviously builds over time, but there's enough of that connection and you like the way their brain works so that you can figure out what works best for you. Because if you're not bought into the strategy or if it just doesn't align with your lifestyle, then it's not going to work, right? The type of business model that I might suggest for a 25-year-old is very different than, you know, what I might suggest for a 35-year-old with three kids. So that's the first thing that we're going to kind of really be working on, is reviewing and refining that offer suite, because you really only need 1 to 2 offers to get to $1 million. Now, the second thing that we're really going to be working on is doing a brand and content audit. Now, this is something I do for every single client. They just maybe don't even realize it. But one thing I've always taught my clients is that your message is the answer to the question, what do I believe to be true? And sometimes where clients will struggle is their message feels really muddled. Their brand feels really unclear. If you are leading with a personal brand, which is not required, but if you are leading with a personal brand and I just can't tell who you are, I can't tell what you stand for, I can't tell your personality, then it's going to be really challenging to scale your business. And I think that so much of coaching, if you are hiring a coach, so much of that is personal, and personal brand does matter, not in the sense that I should hire you because you've got all of these fancy bags. Not at all. But people will hire you because maybe they like your lightheartedness, or they like your creativity, or they like that you're the opposite. They're like, I really like that she's super measured and super thoughtful, or, you know, I like that she's really strategic. I like that she's very this, but your personal brand shows your personality, and it helps people, I think, get a sense for who you are, but it does build that know, like, and trust factor over time. And I think something that's really important to understand is that you are not just a coach. You are not just a copywriter. You are not just a podcast editor. You are also a marketer. And that means that you have to be marketing and creating content that attracts, nurtures, and converts your audience. Now, something that I will sometimes see online is people criticizing either, you know, me, my friends, clients, whatever it might be, for saying like, oh my gosh, and they're just like spinning all these stories and saying all of these things. That's called marketing. That's called marketing. Us being good at our job is called marketing. And it's something that you have to get comfortable with. And there can be such a mindset ickiness around it, because sometimes people will feel like, well, I shouldn't have to do like the song and dance. Like, people should just want to sign up with me because I'm a good coach. Like, you can be the best kept secret, or everyone can know your name. Like, two things can be true at the same time, right? Like, you can be a really great coach, and also you can be a really great marketer. So you have to start to see yourself as the marketer, as the talent. That's like a term that I think sometimes really works, especially as you're starting to scale and as you start, you know, kind of outputting more content. You don't need to be a full-fledged marketing agency, but if you are personal brand driven, you're for sure the talent. I have clients, a past client come to mind who did this really well. One thing we worked on with her is once or twice a month, she would have someone come in and they would video record her doing all of her podcast episodes for that month. And then during that, you know, kind of content filming, they would then chop that up into a million different little reels. They would turn that into blog posts. I have another client that I've been working with for maybe a year and a half now. She's inside my Millionaire Mastermind as well. I helped her put in place a similar model. What she does is she records for 8 days and then she has her content for the quarter. So she's the talent. She shows up, but her team does her hair and makeup. They film her, they chop it up, they repurpose. But that has to happen as a core function of the business. marketing has to happen, period. So what I would recommend for you and what I always work on, you know, one of the big things I really work on with clients who are scaling to seven figures is getting super clear on what is your message? What is your unique selling point? What is the brand personality or energy that we really want to be putting out there? And then how can we start to turn that into a really warm, engaged audience, preferably on one to two social platforms with a heavy focus on your email list as well. So attraction content and nurture content are going to look a little bit different. Attraction content is going to be a bit more short form. It's going to be more attention grabbing. So think things like reels, whereas nurture content is going to be more long form. So think something like, you know, email. I do that via my CEO Confessions branded newsletter, which if you go to sabrinaphillip.com/CEO, you can go ahead and sign up for that. And it goes to your inbox every Friday. So that's the second big thing I really work on with clients who are scaling to seven figures. The third thing is building million-dollar funnels. Now, something my clients will often hear me say is that we don't just want million-dollar businesses, we want million-dollar programs. And the way that we get a million-dollar program is by selling less things, but selling them better. And we do that when we have a repeatable sales process. Now, something I will tell my clients, I tell my clients many things, but one thing I tell them quite a bit is that we all have a process. It's just not documented or it's not automated. Like you have a sales funnel. Your sales funnel might be, I post on my Instagram stories that I'm taking new clients. Then people DM me. I book a call with them. I close them. That is your sales funnel. It's just maybe not automated, inefficient, and very labor heavy, but that is a sales funnel. What I'm really working on with clients is more the automated type of funnel. So some of the funnels that we talked about this week in my Millionaire Mastermind, we had a call on Tuesday. One of the big ones that we talked about was an SLO funnel or a slow funnel or a self-liquidating offer funnel. And the idea behind that is we're going to have a low-cost offer on the front end. And that is hopefully just going to break even with the ads. Hopefully it's going to pay for the ads, because different types of ads are more expensive. So if you're running an ad to something like a free webinar, I mean, lead costs are all over the place, but let's say that's $5 a lead, you're burning money on that, hoping that people buy on the back end. So maybe that's happening. Maybe you're running ads to get people onto your email list. Maybe you're paying $3 there, $6 there, whatever. The idea behind an SLO funnel is it at the bare minimum pays for itself, but for sure it's paying for the ads and it's kind of covering that for you. So you'll have a low cost offer on the front end, then you'll have a bump order and you'll have an upsell. So I have a client who recently launched an SLO funnel. She spent about 3 weeks, 4 weeks working on that really, really hard. And she made $8,500 on the first day. And currently she is spending $1 making $6. So that's an SLO funnel or a slow funnel or a self-liquidating offer funnel. So we might build something like that. Another type of funnel that we might build is we might build some sort of webinar funnel. I have a client who has made about $1 million from one of her webinar funnels. She's been running it for a few years now. And what we do is we put out an ad to her webinar. They watch the webinar. They apply for her program. They get converted in the DMs. They close in the DMs and then they go into her program. And so she is very steadily enrolling, you know, one, two people a day into this program that's a few thousand dollars per client. So we're looking at what, and every, you know, different funnels make sense for different clients. I have some clients who will put out, you know, free podcasts or whatever it might be. But I'm really looking at with my clients, okay, now that we refined your offer suite, now that the message is super clear, how can we build a repeatable sales process around this? Now, step one might be we need to do one or two live launches first to really build up brand awareness. And also we need, you know, to maybe generate some revenue to pay for some of the team and labor and tech work that's going to go into building this funnel, or, you know, ad costs or whatever that might be. So maybe it's not overnight you're going to have a funnel, but that is ultimately what we're working on and what we're, you know, kind of looking at. So the first thing is, how are we going to attract these new leads? That could be a quiz funnel. It could be a video webinar. It could be a freebie. You know, the second thing we're really looking at is, how are we going to segment that audience and track leads? Because we want to make sure we're getting the right people. But also, as an example, let's say you have an offer that helps people get to $100,000 a year. That's one segment. Maybe the other segment is, how do you get to $300,000 a year? That's another segment. So we really want that detailed tracking and understanding of our audience. And then finally, it's kind of that question of like, well, how am I selling on repeat? You know, how am I making this more efficient? How am I making this more profitable? So maybe that's helping a client move from sales calls to the DMs. Maybe that's getting them launching on a calendar. Maybe that's getting an automated funnel. Maybe that's connecting them with my ads manager, whatever that might be. That's really a huge thing that I'm working on with clients. Now, the fourth thing that I'm really working on with clients who are scaling to seven figures is mindset, lifestyle, and time management. So my experience is that clients who are at that kind of six-figure mark, low six-figure mark, is that they are probably overworked, under-resourced, and they really just want to find time for what really matters. And I don't think that anyone really started an online business, at least not in my experience, because they were like, I just want to work as much as possible. Like, I don't think that was the thing. I think it was probably more so like, you know, I wanted to have more free time with my kids, or I really hated my boss and I wanted to have like a female focused working environment, or, you know, I really wanted to be able to travel and I hated that I didn't have enough vacation time. But there's like a deeper why behind why we started these businesses. And yet so often we get stuck in this trap of we started this business because we wanted freedom, but then our business becomes our biggest prisoner. So what I'm really working on with my clients is upgrading their mindset, looking at their lifestyle, looking at their time management, and helping them buy back some of that time. And so that's why one of the biggest things that I actually tell clients is, or maybe not tell them, but ask them, like, are you sure you want a seven-figure business? Now, can you get a seven-figure business while working 20 hours a week? 100%. I've been doing it for 8 years now. And also, some people would be really, really happy making $500,000 a year with zero team, and they're working, you know, 15 hours a week. So figuring out like what is your actual true desired intention and the actual true lifestyle that you want, and never losing sight of that. Can you do that and make $1 million? 100%. And also, you know, at the end of the day, like, you've got to be happy. So figuring out what that might be. And I think an interesting question that then comes up is, well, then should I still be like investing or looking at programs to get to seven figures? Yeah, of course. Like, the purpose of coaching isn't just to get a result. The purpose of coaching is to feel and be supported. So if you end up making 600 or 800,000 instead of a million, but you love your life and you love your business, like, I think it's worth the trade-off. So we really need to then look at, for these clients, how can we build a team around you? How can we start to automate things more? How can we start to delegate things more? Because, for example, there's probably a lot that they're doing in their business that someone else could be doing for them. You know, there's probably a lot that they're doing in their business, or that a team member is doing in their business, that could be automated. You know, maybe they have a story that they're telling themselves where every time we do buy back a little bit of their time and they do have some more breathing room, they're like, okay, now how do I fill it with something else? Or, you know, maybe they are a little bit scared to book that flight and go on their own solo trip. So mindset, lifestyle, time management, relationships, just kind of the more personal side of things is actually a really big thing that I work on with clients who are scaling to the $1 million mark. And I think that the more open and honest you can be with your coach, the better. So if you are going through something challenging, just talking about it can be really, really helpful. And now the fifth and final thing that I really work on with clients is what I will sometimes call mindset whack-a-mole. And that is really just, we've got clear on what you want. Now let's stick to your strategy. And the reason why this is such a big thing is that there's going to be a rub and there's going to be some tension when we make a plan and it doesn't work immediately. And then all of these mindset gremlins are going to pop up and tell you that this isn't working and something needs to change, when really you just need to breathe and give it some time. And we need to trust the process and trust that nothing's actually wrong and you don't need to burn it down and you don't need to change anything. And so I have a client who recently celebrated her first 50K cash month inside of my mastermind. It's her biggest month ever. And she is someone, and she knows this, who can get very focused on it's not working. And it's kind of like a week by week thing of like, this week it's working, this week it's not working. And every time we zoom out, we see, well, like, it's an upward trend. Like, it is actually always getting better. And so that's the thing about entrepreneurship. Like, every day might feel like an up and down, but if you zoom out and the trend is positive and the trend is going up, then actually just like letting it go and just like following the path and sticking to it is really, really essential. Because where I will see entrepreneurs really struggle is when they're constantly switching strategies and they're just constantly slowing themselves down. So the work of staying in it and sitting in the discomfort and, you know, giving your strategy time to play out is definitely one of the biggest things that I'm working on with my clients, is just that kind of trust fall process and, you know, knowing that it's all going to work out. So those are the five big things I work on with clients who are scaling to seven figures. Number one, review and refine offer suite. Number two, that kind of content audit, brand audit. Number three, building out million-dollar funnels. Number four, mindset, lifestyle, and time management. And number five, once we're super clear on what you want, once we've got that strategy, sticking to it and giving it time. So definitely a lot of strategy work, but also a lot of mindset work. Now, I hope that this podcast episode was helpful for you. I will see you in the next one. And if you're interested in joining Millionaire Mastermind, we are currently enrolling new clients. So go ahead and send me a message on Instagram and I will send you a link to the application.